This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Painkillers are a huge business in this country, and they're a big problem, too. Thousands of people die every year from overdosing on prescription medications that can contain an ingredient called hydrocodone. You might be more familiar with it under brand names like Vicodin and Lortab. It's the kind of thing people get after a root canal, just for instance. Anyway, the Food and Drug Administration is cracking down. It's reclassifying those medicines to make them harder for patients to get. And Marketplace's Amy Scott reports the change may put the pharmaceutical industry in need of some medication of its own.
The FDA wants to move drugs containing hydrocodone from what's called Schedule 3 to Schedule 2. That means patients have to have a written prescription, no calling it in, and there would be no refills without a doctor visit. For the $8.5 billion painkiller industry, it's a blow.
It definitely depresses the demand for that product, and the sales tend to go down.
That's consultant David Williams with the Health Business Group. He says it's not just that patients will have to go through more hoops. Schedule 2 comes with a stigma.
And now prescribers will realize that these drugs are more dangerous than they may have thought and be less likely to prescribe them just because of that.
Patient advocates and doctors' groups fought hard against the change. Cindy Steinberg is with the U.S. Pain Foundation. She says for people with chronic pain,
this burden of having to now physically get themselves to a doctor and get themselves to a pharmacy is a real hardship.
Those extra visits may also cost patients more. Andrew Kolodny is president of Physicians for Responsible Opioid Prescribing. He says painkiller addiction often starts with hydrocodone. He says drugs like Vicodin were in the wrong class, and that may have led doctors to overprescribe them.
That was communicating to the medical community that they don't have to worry so much about Vicodin. And that's completely not true.
But just a day after the FDA recommended tighter restrictions on drugs containing hydrocodone, it approved an even stronger one. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.